It's Brian and Jack with you on 540 ESPN, ESPNWisconsin.com, and the ESPN app. It's the middle of August. The preseason is well underway in the NFL, and that means the basketball season is slowly creeping up on us. The Fiserv Forum is opening next week, Wisconsin Sports Awards next Wednesday. First huge event there. I'm excited to get a look at it for the first time. But the team that's going to be playing in there, and that has been a big part of that building getting built, is the Milwaukee Bucks. And a lot of people, Jack, have high expectations for the Bucks this year for a lot of different reasons. Number one, Giannis. Number two, a new head coach in Mike Budenholzer. And I think three behind those two things would be LeBron James leaving the Eastern Conference. So I want to ask you, who do you think is the biggest competition to keep the Bucks from potentially getting out of the Eastern Conference into the finals?
Well, first off, I want to point out the fact that the Fiserv Forum is opening up in just 2 weeks for an open house. It doesn't feel real.
It's crazy, right?
It feels like, you know, like a few years ago when this whole process started, and like, you know, it's like no one really thought it would come this quickly. Dude, I guess that's how life is. Everything just comes fast.
I looked at it 2 weeks ago. It's insane you bring it up. They put the shovel in the dirt like 2 years ago. So they built that thing from scratch. It was a plot of dirt 2 years ago. Now it's a brand spanking new shiny arena. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what human civilization is able to accomplish in such a short amount of time. But going back to three big factors with the Milwaukee Bucks, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that you could go up to any person, not just in Milwaukee, but around the country, and even like SportsCenter and just a different many different sports companies. A lot of those critics will have Giannis in the top five of MVP voting by the end of the 2019 season.
Yes.
That's a huge factor right there. So you have an early MVP candidate, and it's not even October yet.
Yep.
So that's one thing. When it comes to Mike Budenholzer, really preaching the defensive capability within the Milwaukee Bucks and within the NBA in general, that is something that we have not seen in Milwaukee in a long time.
Correct.
And it's really interesting to see a coach like that, you know, that people – they're sort of kind of like ancient relics, because, you know, you don't see many Tom Thibodeaux or Mike Budenholzers who really preach defense now, as you see the Steve Kerrs and just
– you got guys shooting threes. Exactly. Let's just outscore teams,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So you got that factor in there too. And then plus just Milwaukee, again, with LeBron out of the East. It seems like too good to be true at some point, just because, you know, no one really would have thought that LeBron would have eventually left the East for the first time in his career.
Yeah. So it's a crapshoot at this point. Jack, let me run some Eastern Conference teams past you and just give me a 10-second summary of better or worse than the Bucks. Okay? Right. We'll play a little game
here.
All
right, cool. This is a fun segment. I've always wanted to try this.
Toronto Raptors.
The Raptors are going to be better because of Kawhi Leonard. Even though DeMar DeRozan's no longer on the team, but you gain Danny Green, you gain Kawhi Leonard, who's a top five player, arguably top 10 player in the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, or the Raptors are a team that you definitely have to watch out for.
So they're better than the Bucks.
I would say they're better than the Bucks right now.
Boston Celtics.
Easily. Boston Celtics are actually, they're the one team in the East that people actually think can beat Golden State.
Yeah.
So if they can beat Golden State, they can beat Milwaukee.
Healthy Kyrie Irving, healthy Gordon Hayward, healthy Jaylen Brown. And then Jason Tatum. I get Jaylen and Jason mixed up.
Might I say, though, that Jason Tatum, in my opinion, I think has been overrated this afternoon.
Really?
Because, okay, and a lot, I hate to use the 2K ratings.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see what
it's good.
Think.
That's the millennial way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. So they put Jason Tatum at an 87. He averaged 13.7 points per game with, like, five rebounds.
Yeah.
It's kind of that average, which is really good for a rookie.
And you know what? I think a lot of it, Jack, is he played really well in the playoffs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I totally understand that. But then you throw in a Blake Griffin, who's an 86 overall. He put in 21.4 points per game, like eight rebounds a game, and like six assists.
Yep.
Again, and obviously you have to look at how different the teams were, because Detroit was
right.
A playoff team, and Boston almost knocked off LeBron for the first time in his last eight seasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can understand why Jason Tatum is really highly touted as a great offensive and just all-around basketball player going into his sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to me going to my sophomore year of college.
There you go.
But not throw a comment at myself.
Yes.
But, yeah, you know, I will say I think the Celtics, they have a great team, but don't let them get too cocky. Because, you know, Milwaukee, honestly, I think Milwaukee's going to be a team this year that can really sneak up on some teams.
Let me give you one more. And this is a tricky one. Indiana.
Oh, my God, that's a tough one.
Indiana's tough, man, because Vic Oladipo, I think, is going to take the next step. He was terrific last year. They've got a solid squad, Indiana.
I want want to. It is the weird thing because a lot of people are saying that Victor Oladipo could be an MVP at some point.
Yeah.
So, and you've already got Giannis there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got their, and then obviously they're kind of built similar. They have a bunch of role players around them.
Yep.
So honestly, it's a real toss up. I'm just going to stick with Milwaukee for now because they've got the defensive minded coach in Budenholzer now. Plus, Giannis is way more developed than Victor Oladipo is right now.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, 3 years down the line, I couldn't tell you, man.
Yeah.
It's too early.
Last one, Philadelphia. Hashtag trust the process.
I have to say Philly. Just because, again, it's really going to be – I honestly think it's, if everything plays out correctly, it should. I would love to see Philly and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I know – and you might be thinking, what about Toronto?
Right.
But, again, honestly, just – I don't know. I think with Kawhi Leonard, I think he's a great player. But if he really – this is going to be a real big proving season for Kawhi Leonard.
He's going to be healthy too.
Exactly. And I think that with Markelle Fultz finally being fully developed and Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and just different players like J.J. Redick, and just – They have a lot of pieces. They even might sign Jamal Crawford.
Yeah.
Which is a classic Sixth Man of the Year option.
Yes.
So, honestly, I think that it's going to – I think they're definitely better than Milwaukee.
So, if we kind of compile all of that Jack Phillips data, you would probably go Boston 1, Toronto 2, Philly 3, Milwaukee 4, Indiana 5.
If I had you right now, yes, that's what I would choose. But, I mean, like, you really never know. Like, obviously, the I know this is really weird to hear from a Bulls fan, but, like –
Chicago,
people are supposed, they're expecting them to be an eighth seed at some point. They, so you don't know if they're going to sneak somewhere.
Chicago could be in the mix. Detroit's got a decent squad. Blake Griffin's there now with Andre Drummond, and people forget about them. The Cavaliers, you can't really write off from a playoff perspective because they did sign Kevin Love to that extension, and Colin Sexton looked amazing in the summer league. So I think the East is going to be more competitive this year than it was last year because LeBron just blew everything out of the freaking water. Now him leaving creates tremendous parity across the Eastern Conference.
And I think with – I'm glad that you brought up Cleveland because I think Kevin Love, and a lot of people have been saying this, but I think that he's going to have sort of a similar season that what we were accustomed to back in Minnesota.
Yeah, a little because renaissance, yeah.
When he because now that he's the number one option again, not the third option behind Kyrie and LeBron, I mean, what's to say that he can't put 25 points a game?
He was a 25-15 guy at his peak in Minnesota. He was a full-fledged all-star type of player that got relegated not to a secondary role, but to a tertiary role in Cleveland for basically all 4 years. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. 800-990-3776 is the phone number to get in. Tweet at us at ESPN Milwaukee. Where do the Bucks stack up? Basketball season right around the corner. More next with Brian and Jack on 540 ESPN, ESPNWisconsin.com, and the ESPN app.